from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So we're just going to get right into this. I'm just going to ask you a question, and I want your honest response, okay?
I'm waiting.
It was a question, a request, and a question. If Deshaun is healthy,
yes.
Is making the playoffs enough?
If Deshaun's healthy, is making the playoffs enough? Yes.
I'm surprised you would say that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he hasn't made the playoffs yet.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, think about it. Because I'm just thinking out loud here, because this was part of a topic. We're actually going to play something that generated a Donnybrook on with the Morning Boys with Danny today. So there will be no concerns on the Browns on the Deshaun deal. Everything will be validated if the Browns win this year. Make the playoffs this year. I'm not promising winning a playoff game, making the Super Bowl, none of that. They quote unquote just make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. By the way,
I'm thinking too much on it. I've got two thoughts. Number one, he hasn't made the playoffs, so like that's a nice step forward for him, just to get there. And I think that. Okay, had you told me 3 years ago when we got Deshaun that the expectation would be just for him to be healthy and make the playoffs, I would have said, this is going to be an utter disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen the last 2 years. He hasn't been healthy. They made the playoffs without him playing quarterback. And so, yeah, I think it's sort of the expectations have been lowered for Deshaun Watson. But in the end, like if Deshaun doesn't get to a title game, whether it be AFC title or Super Bowl, this whole tenure will be a disappointment.
I don't think so anymore. I don't think so anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think you made the trade to win a Super Bowl, and that's why you initially made the trade. But 2 years in, if Deshaun has you perpetually on the steps of the playoffs and perpetually competitive, from where we're sitting today, that should be a massive win. And again, my thing is, it always goes to, well, if you make the playoffs, it's a success. Yes. But he's got to win a Super Bowl at some point. I'll be honest with you. I think making the playoffs will reset the bar for the conversation. Right now, and we've talked about it, I've said we probably should change our expectations a little bit based off how the first 2 years went. And from here, if this year you make the playoffs, it's beyond a success. Doesn't matter what it doesn't even matter what happens in the playoffs. Everything that goes above and beyond just making the playoffs absolutely helps take some of the edge off and any remaining pressure. But I think it's interesting to hear people say, "Man, the playoffs isn't enough." I think the Browns can win a Super Bowl. I do. They have that kind of talent if Deshaun can stay healthy. But I can say that about Baltimore, certainly.
Sure.
I obviously can say that about Kansas City. There's probably five or six teams. There's probably seven real teams that you can say, if their quarterback's healthy, they have a chance to win a championship. So I think sometimes we conflate championship aspirations, which we should all have. All right? And listen, that is still the goal with Deshaun. Whether it's this year, next year, the year after, at some point you hope that they can get to a Super Bowl. But the idea that the stakes on this trade, not the stakes, that the outcome of the trade from here out has to be the same as what it was 2 years ago, too much has happened. It's okay. This isn't lowering the bar. All right? This isn't moving goalposts. It's saying the last 2 years have went worse than any of us could have imagined. From the Deshaun trade thing, what have you gotten from Deshaun? And by the way, the Browns have still been pretty successful despite that. But I digress. So I think the last 2 years have to figure into this whole conversation.
I think they do. I don't know, man. To this point, you would have to agree this has been a total disaster.
Yeah, I don't think anyone says any, like, you can explain the context as I have.
And sure, you did a great job. You laid it out.
And you know what? That's what I do. I'm a layout guy. And they
say you're a lay guy.
Like, people say that about Nikki Dubs all the time. Here's the other thing, though. You can also admit,
have you been laid by Nick?
Like, I have said, hey, I don't think Deshaun was really that bad last year. Like, I actually think Deshaun did take a step last year. And if you factor in the shoulder injury, I'm probably as rosy as anybody in Cleveland is on Deshaun. And you can still look at the big picture and say, 2 years in, that's not what we signed up for. At the same time, there's no way, like, again, the wording here is important. If Deshaun is healthy, guys, if Deshaun's healthy, that might be the biggest victory you could have possibly this side of the Super Bowl or going to the AFC title game. If Deshaun is healthy, we get to recalibrate from here what we think, and maybe start to really talk about winning a Super Bowl, whether or not you're going to have everybody back in the future or not. So, the funny thing is, I don't think people realize it's double wins. You get enough wins on a loaded schedule to make the playoffs, which people are already scared about. And that, by the way, I think we'd probably be scared if Deshaun was coming off a healthy season. This is a tough schedule. And there's
extremely tough. And it starts off tough. Every game in September, I mean, the easiest game is probably the Raiders, right?
I think it's going to be a cakewalk.
The Raiders?
I think September. You know, I already have
a cakewalk?
I think Jacksonville's the toughest game on the schedule there. I think the only thing that scares me about Dallas is Dak Prescott is a hell of a quarterback, and we're to the point where Dak is underrated. Dak single-handedly can win you games. The problem is that defense is not going to be that defense anymore. They've let some guys go. They didn't replace any of the guys. I'm not a Cowboy hater. I'm not. The Walmart Cowboy fans drive me crazy, but I'm not a Cowboy hater. I think that Cowboys fans native to Dallas are some of the coolest, craziest fans in the NFL, and I love how passionate they are about their team. Everybody else, you're all front runners. If you live in Parma and you're a Cowboys fan, cool. You're just telling on yourself, unless you have any connection to Dallas. Same, yeah, if you're in Idaho and you're a Cowboys fan, or if you're in D.C. and a Cowboys fan, or Carolina and you're a Cowboys fan, you're a front runner. But
dude, listen, can I
tell you? I blacked out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, wake up. I'm kidding.
You jammed me up right back. I
don't even know why I did that, because you're always awake for the most part. It's me that sleeps.
I wasn't going to say it.
I did.
I wasn't going to jam you back. Thank you for jamming yourself. So what are you going
to
say?
Forgot to this morning. Hey, so if you want to look at the Browns look ahead spreads, for the season.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and these obviously change as the teams have injuries or whatever and all that good stuff. But like, dude, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
The whole schedule.
Outside of one game,
yeah,
it's a field goal spread.
I think that makes sense given the uncertainty with Deshaun.
I agree with that.
But
doesn't that make you think that, like, okay, all those games are certainly winnable
mm-hmm.
and could go either way, kind of like a toss-up, so to speak. But it also could go the other way.
But yeah, isn't that 99% of games in the NFL?
Sure. But the point is you got to be more consistent than the other teams. And with our uncertainty with Deshaun, I said this yesterday. The Browns, like, I don't think it's likely, but they could be a 6-win team.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'll be honest with you, I've couched.
How do you not think so? Or how do you not even think it's possible?
Because
you said yesterday you don't think it's possible.
I would say last year is how I think it's not possible. Last year you had 5 different quarterbacks. Deshaun played 5 games. And by the way, several of those, like almost half those games, you played with a quarterback that couldn't do it. Either PJ Walker, I don't want to say, I really thought DTR played well. But you played, those 5 games with PJ Walker and DTR should have swayed you and should have led you to be a 8-win team instead of an 11-win team. So last year was the worst case scenario. And we can do, because here's the thing, I try to at all points hear any point of view, and I don't want to try and invalidate or try and come back. It's a valid line of thinking to say, well, you had a lighter schedule. I'm done talking about it. They won 11 games. I'm done apologizing for the Cleveland Browns' success. And I'm not saying you're saying that, but like, yes, yes, every game on this schedule should be a field goal, a 4, maybe 4.5 point game going into the season. I think they're going to change. I think it's going to take a big performance from Deshaun against Dallas to recalibrate things for a lot of people's mindset. I don't think it should, by the way. I'm here trying to stay balanced as I possibly can for 17 games. But like, I look at this and I sometimes think I'm just over the, we talked about the vibes yesterday. We exercised the vibes. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not apologizing for the Browns' ability to succeed the last 4 years. And I know that 2 of those years, they didn't make the playoffs. That's still better than anything I've had the 20 previous years before. And by the way, half the time under this, with 3 of the 4 years, having no health at quarterback, having either a one-armed, and it's the wrong arm, Baker Mayfield, or having Jacoby Brissett into Deshaun, having Deshaun and PJ Walker and DTR and Jeff freaking Driscoll. Like, I can't do this anymore. I've walked softly to try and respect everybody's opinion on this, and I think I'm done. The Browns should make the playoffs. It's that simple. With or without Deshaun, they should make the playoffs. So if they make the playoffs without Deshaun again, if they, when I say without, I mean, I'm talking about if he didn't play half a season, used to make the playoffs, it's a rousing success.
Yeah.
It's just not something we can build on going forward because it's a year-by-year thing with other quarterbacks. If they make it with Deshaun, it's going to be the best season you've had in Browns football since, I don't know, 1988. Because for once, you'll be able to carry over, hey, maybe we have that franchise quarterback, and you will have made the playoffs for the second straight year, which you haven't done since the late 80s anyways.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. I just think that this is going to be a very interesting season. You think September's a cakewalk. I hope you're right. But I think we'll know a hell of a lot more about Deshaun and about this team when we enter October against Washington on the 6th.
Can I revise cakewalk?
Revise.
I think it's more of a cakewalk than people think. That's more. People act.
Okay. All right. You walking it back?
I walk it out. There's a song like that once, kids. Look it up. You acted like that's the easiest
song.
It is a great song. That is the easiest stretch of the schedule from Dallas to Jacksonville to the Giants to the Raiders to Washington.
Sound like Big and Rich singing "We're Coming to Your City."
It's another great song. Also,
from Jacksonville.
By the way, We Built This City. Another great song.
Yeah.
Jefferson Airplane. Jax, look that one up. Get in a time machine while you're at it with your chocolate milk.
Jefferson Airplane.
But no, I I'm so glad Ken said what he said, and he got jammed up by Danny. I'm so glad, because it like set off a light bulb in my head. Like, what are we doing? Like, I get it, man. There are questions about the Browns. Welcome to the NFL. I get it. Yep, the Gardos, yep, this is not looking great. They're down 3-1. They've lost 4 straight games. Yeah, I wish they won the last 4 games. They're also still one of the absolute best teams in baseball, despite being below 500 the last 70 games. I'm done apologizing for Cleveland's success. It's a good time, man. Like, I think yesterday's vibe check on the Browns, I think it kind of broke my brain. Because I just realized that I'm not living in the misery anymore, man. I'm so excited for this season. And I think Dallas, it's not going to be a cakewalk, but I think Dallas is very beatable. I think they should win that game. I think Jacksonville is like one bad stretch away from getting Doug Peterson fired. I don't know what the hell the Giants are doing. I think Dable's a good coach, and that's the only...
That's my point. Like, I think that's a game that, you know, everyone says, because the Browns are favored by like a touchdown in that one. It's the only one, by the way, that... Because I've seen Dable. I think he's a hell of a coach.
We got a hell of a coach, too.
No, I know that.
I think that's a coaching push. Two great coaches, and I'll take the better roster. I jammed you up there again. I'm sorry. I'm in it.
Who would you take right now, Daniel Jones or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson. Daniel Jones is a slap ass. Like, I can give benefits of the doubt to Deshaun. I mean, Daniel Jones should have never gotten 4 years, 160. Daniel Jones should be Russell Wilson's backup. He shouldn't be the face of the New York football Giants. I just remembered, I'm totally, you know what, in somebody's Wheaties down the hall as well. It's a great day. The easiest thing, the thing that would make, I mean, just everything easy on every Browns fan and on this station would be if Deshaun checked every single box this year. He would, right? Stays healthy, plays like a top 5 quarterback. You win the division, which you haven't done in forever. It actually wasn't even this division. It was a different division. That was, I believe, 4 NFL teams ago. That's how long this has been since you won the division. But Deshaun plays like a top 5 quarterback. He stays healthy. You win the division. You win the Super Bowl. You do all these great things. That's the easiest way to end any debate about the Deshaun contract. But that's a hope. The hope is, at some point in the next little bit, whether it's this year, next year, beyond, you can validate the contract and the trade. That's not where we should be today. And, like, guys, even within the first, like, 17 regular season games, there are boxes for him to check. Consistency, health. All right, first you got to prove that you're over the old injury. And then you got to prove you can stay healthy. And then you got to go ahead and keep, this offense has to continue to grow. And, like, I'm looking at this where I'm like, I think the Browns are going to have a successful time early in the season because of the defense. And by midseason, I need the offense to find their groove and go off on a run. But this is a work in progress. So there are boxes, basic boxes, that Deshaun has to check. And then there are basic boxes the team has to check. And the first one is win enough games to get to the playoffs. And so I just find it hard to believe if we come out of this and we get another playoff spot, even if it's another Houston, if the response to that is cynical, my mind will be blown. I will not understand it on any level, considering where we've been the last 2 years. And honestly, the anxiety and dread we've had about this deal biting us in the booty.
This deal with Deshaun Watson, like I said earlier, has become so like divided about what the expectations are for this season and for really his tenure, right? Like, if Deshaun does not get us playoff wins this year, next year, what are the Browns supposed to do?
I think you're flip-flopping.
I'm thinking through it.
Uh-huh. Go ahead and keep thinking through it. Because you said, previously you had said, just making the playoffs is enough.
Well, I only say that, Nick, because the Browns have not made the playoffs with him as the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my first thought was that if they can make that step, then it starts to make the deal worthwhile.
So
I don't assume they're definitely going to lose if they get to the postseason, but I think that certainly should be the goal.
Oh, yeah.
To get there.
See, I think so.
So I'm maybe we're just saying the same thing, but.
Well, I think it's hopes versus expectations. I kind of took a shot at people who talked about the softened schedule last year. And yes, it was a weak schedule last year, and they caught a lot of good breaks. They also had the worst breaks with their own quarterback luck and health in general. At one point, they had more money. Actually, for most of that season, they had more money on the IL than anybody else in football by a wide margin. Some of that was Deshaun. A lot of that, I mean, you had Conklin there. You had several members. I can't remember everybody off the top of my head, but you had a lot of injuries last year, and even your depth was compromised a part of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to say, well, soften schedule. Yeah, five different quarterbacks, Jack. So if I start with the idea of, listen, I think for you to make the playoffs, I think Deshaun's going to have to play 15 games or more because the schedule is going to be tougher. And even though I have a lot of faith in Jameis, I don't know it's righteous to expect Jameis to lead you to the playoffs if Deshaun plays 10 games. I think you should be competitive. I expect you to be in the conversation. But the number one thing that has to happen, in my opinion, for this team to go to the playoffs is Deshaun being healthy. 15 games or more. I could be talked
honestly,
into 14
I,
games
I,
or more.
I could say it again.
I could be talked into 14 games or
That's
more.
What I was going to say.
Were you just trying to $1 Bob me?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Points for honesty.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But no, I just, so to bring this all back, though, if you get through, you know, all I've heard is the dread and the uncertainty, and those are all fair things to think. But why are we doing that now? Like, why, oh man, the schedule's tough. So, like, every other team in the AFC can say it's tough because they have an AFC schedule. Whether it's an AFC North schedule, whether it's a third place schedule, there are very few easy games on anybody's schedule in the AFC. You know, like, so the schedule thing matters, but yeah. Yeah, by the way, if they make it through this schedule, we're going to look at this and go, oh man, they just made the playoffs on that schedule, with or without Deshaun. But like, I think there's something really important, and it's this idea of the confidence that Deshaun's going to be able to play through the contract. Guys, we got Ryan Wilson and other draft Knicks mocking quarterbacks to the Browns on the presumption that Deshaun isn't going to work out this year. Even though you still got to pay him 2 years later, if Deshaun can't stay healthy this year, that will be the conversation going into the offseason, and not just from draft Knicks, but it's going to be an uncomfortable conversation, and it's going to be one that is the right thing to be said. So that's how close we are to having to start wondering what a Deshaunless, and by the way, you're still going to have to pay him every cent.
Oh, yeah.
So
good news is it's not your money.
Well, that's, I should say, Jimmy Haslam or Jimmy and D Haslam are going to have to pay him every cent. So it's not ridiculous to think that 1 year of healthy Deshaun with the playoffs takes so much of the pressure off this situation.
Well, that's why they have to make the playoffs. That's why Deshaun has to stay healthy, because I don't know how he's going to, like in the future, have any confidence if he can't.
Okay, but then the opposite should be true, right? If we, because we're really good.
No, of course it's true.
Well, but we're really good at going to the negative degree.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
It's the royal we. It's the royal we. Okay. And I do have a mouse in my pocket. Thank you very much.
That's what she said.
That's pretty good. But no, if to the nth degree is, well, how can he be confident? And man, you're going to have to go get a quarterback. Well, okay, then going the exact opposite way, which is he's healthy, hadn't been that in 2 years, which is he plays well enough for you to be a playoff team, which he hasn't since he was in Houston. Guys, how is that not just a massive win in and of itself? 216-474-0092. But this other idea of having confidence that you're not going to have to, I don't want to say bail on Deshaun, because he's going to be here. He's going to have a 216 area code until this thing's over, because you're not cutting him and taking that cap hit before the end of this contract. But if this season goes poorly, that to the nth degree, which is all anybody can go down, guys, we're going to have to start making plans so that you can stay competitive with or without Deshaun. That's the worst case scenario. So answering all those questions is a gigantic success. Making the playoffs and reversing all the negative thrust that you have the last 2 years is a massive, massive, massive success before we get to what do they do in the playoffs. We do have a lot of great reaction on the if Deshaun is healthy, is making the playoffs enough conversation. And of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. For instance, Robert saying, if Deshaun is healthy, winning the division will be enough. He'll be happy with at least one home game. I think that's what he's saying there. Now, that being said, so other people consumed with this idea of putting the Deshaun contract conversation to bed. And I really do understand that. I think we all have to understand, though, there are going to be folks who anything short of a Super Bowl this year will move the goalpost with Deshaun. I already understand intuitively that's going to happen.
You're not going to be one of those guys, though, right?
No. I'm not going to, if they make the playoffs, I'm not then going to go out and go, well, that wasn't enough. I'm going to try and keep the perspective that him staying healthy and making the playoffs this year is something that we can build long-term excitement and enthusiasm about this team, which is what I'd like to have at this point.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that Stefanski and Barry have accomplished what they have, and we don't have that, it vexes me a little bit. It drives me a little crazy.
I don't want you to be vexed.
You know, you've said that. You're the anti...
Don't be anti-vex.
You're the anti-vex. No. You're going to beat me to the joke.
No, that was Djokovic.
Yeah.
And Rodgers.
And they'll say it's only one season. Okay, guys, the goal shouldn't be to appease every single person in Cleveland. It is to get us all in a spot where going forward, we can look at this and go, this is sustainable. Like, winning is sustainable, and you've got the quarterback. And if Deshaun makes the playoffs this year and stays healthy, you're going to be able to start talking Super Bowl next year. We'll probably start talking Super Bowl if they make the playoffs, because that's just how it goes. But let's not undercut the importance of this. And I think tough talking Danny this morning, I love Danny. I respect the hell out of him. And that's a great eraser phrase I like to use before I pick apart some argument they have. But this idea of, well, that's not what the goal was when you made the trade. 2 years have passed and they have been frustrating and anxiety riddled, dread ridden. Like, getting out of that space, even if 10% of a vocal minority, 10% want to stay in, that's fine. That's every fan base. There are people who want to fire Andy Reid because they think he's holding back Pat Mahomes. There are people who thought Bill Belichick was a bum if not for Tom Brady. Or there were still people who thought Tom Brady was a system quarterback as the guy collected his sixth and seventh rings. Like, at some point, there's just people out there who just are contrarian or not comfortable with good things happening. But for a majority of people, I think a gigantic step forward, checking every box. I think some of the reason why the vibe came in and out last year, I think some of it was we kept asking, well, is this quarterback going to be around? And I think the reason why the vibe immediately left the building when Joe Flacco left the building is because I think that was part of the excitement and hopes for Browns fans. I think Deshaun can restore all of that, not for everyone, but for a fair amount of people by winning this year and staying healthy. It's so simple. It's right there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's simple, yes, what he has to do. The actually executing it and staying healthy, that's the hard part.
I think the staying, well, okay, I can't speak of this because of the shoulder injury. The shoulder injury is the ultimate wild card, but I don't really think it's that, okay, you can't control health, you can't. So I'm not trying to make it like, if he comes back from this, it's really impressive, and I don't want to undermine that or dismiss that. But, I mean, the guy did not have, has never had this kind of stretch of 2 years ago ineffectiveness and this last year the injury. So it stands to reason the guy, I know he had the knee injury, but, like, the guy had a stretch of 4 or 5 years where he was incredibly healthy and incredibly proficient. And there's literally, other than the uncertainty at offensive line with health, The roster is about as replete as you can possibly be on the offensive side, and you have the best friend that a quarterback can have that is a really stout defense that's going to keep you in some games if maybe he takes a minute to find himself in this new offense early in the season. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Dustin Fox 37, if Deshaun is healthy, is making the playoffs enough? Wayne, welcome to the show, Wayne.
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing?
Doing well. Welcome to the show, buddy. Appreciate
you. Doing very well.
All right. Yeah, I just want to say that Deshaun is going to get through these 3 years, and Brown's not going anywhere due to the fact this fan base just set themselves up for karma, you know. And I hate to say this because the way they have treated this young man, they've been so – they have treated him so cruel, been so horrible towards him.
How have they been horrible,
wait,
Wayne?
Wait a minute. Only because...
Wait, Wayne, I'm just asking you a question,
buddy. This young man being hurt. Hold on. This young man being hurt. And I'm just saying, it's going to happen. And he's going to go somewhere else after these 3 years is over with, play for somebody and resurrect his career. He's going to lead them to the Super Bowl. Browns ain't going to get nothing. Because I don't like the way they did this young man. And I'm talking about our fan base, gents.
Well,
fan base.
Wayne, what have they done? Like, specifically, what have they done?
They talk, man. I read. Now, listen. They talked about this brother, man. He related him and everything.
Well,
you
okay.
In
fairness.
That type of stuff, but, man, you don't do people like that,
real,
man.
Real quick, Wayne.
You don't do that. I don't care if you fans or not. This man have a heart. He has feelings like any and everybody else, and I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, he also has 22 lawsuits that he had to settle. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be an a-hole here. I feel like...
You're such an a-hole. You start out the show as an a-hole.
Well, yeah, I have no problem being one to you, but Deshaun's not a victim in this. Let's not get it twisted
here. No. I mean, he put him in... He put him... I stopped myself, at least. I was stumbling and fumbling.
Go ahead. No. You're about to make a great point. Please do.
I don't remember what the point was now.
I think it was a hit.
Why'd you go Adam Sandler with it?
Huh? I don't know.
I went Michael Jackson
because
with it.
I can only stumble when I have no intention of stumbling.
Dabba-dabba-doopa. I have no clue, dude. I hate
so,
you right now. I was trying to say was, yes, he put himself in this position. We don't know all of the details of it, but, I mean, he got suspended for a reason.
Well, and listen, I do think there are fans who've said things about Deshaun because of what he was accused of, suspended for, and sued for. So I don't think you can say that that's some sort of karma that if Deshaun continues to be bad or goes somewhere else and is good, no. I mean, those fans have every right to be upset. And Wayne, if you want to be mad at the Cleveland Browns. And I think everybody owes a little bit here. The Browns traded for him. Deshaun didn't give himself $230 million contract fully guaranteed. So that's on the Browns. The Browns decided, and Jimmy Haslam said as much, if his name was Joe Smith, we wouldn't have given him this opportunity. So some of this is on the Browns. Some of this is on Deshaun's previous situation and mistakes. And listen, and I mean this in the best and proactive way, some of it is on Deshaun. Deshaun's had 2 years to win over the hearts and minds of Browns fans. And he really hasn't. And some of it is he hasn't played well enough. That's the easiest way to do this. But whether it is choosing a different PR approach to coming back from those allegations or not, like, that is part of the reality. So to act as if the Browns fans, it's bad karma. I mean, I think there are people out there who say what's happening to Deshaun, and I don't agree with it, by the way, and I think it's unfair, but saying that what's happening with Deshaun is bad, is karma coming back to get him as well.
I will say this much before we break. If Deshaun Watson, I don't know. I looked at the clock and said before we break.
I love it. You're so professional. Keep going.
I'm on it. You know, I'm a clock guy. You know that.
You are. I love clocks. That. Can't get enough of them.
So if Deshaun can't stay healthy or get through the season playing well this year, I think he's done. That's why I put so much onus and pressure on this season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.